Unit 14. At a clinic. Part 1. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. Have you noticed that in every school there's a place for students' cuts, wounds, and some other minor problems to be treated? Do you know what this place is called? It's called an infirmary.
Oh no, Jeff, have you got any tissues?
Yeah. Here, what happened? Gee, let me give you a hand. What did you do?
Nothing. I just wanted to cut this piece of paper. The paper slipped and the scissors fell and cut my leg.
I think you should go to the infirmary to have your cut treated. They've got a first aid kit there.
There's no need. It's hardly bleeding now.
I still think you should go. It would be too late if you got an infection.
Okay, then. The infirmary is on the first floor, right?
Yeah. And the lady working there is called Mrs. Payne.
Lee Meng goes out of the classroom to the infirmary and returns a few minutes later.
Got it treated? The band-aid should be good. Did Mrs. Payne ask you any questions?
Yeah, things like my name, class, and how it happened. She put those things down in a notebook.
Did it hurt when she treated you, cut?
Very little. It was over in a couple of seconds. Good thing, it wasn't serious. Otherwise, if I had to go to a hospital, I would have to pay a lot of money.
Really? Haven't you got your medical insurance?
Part 2. Listen and write. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Hello, Dr. Fuller. This is Wang Peng.
Hello, Wang Peng. How are you?
I don't feel very well today.
I'm sorry to hear that. What seems to be the problem?
I have terrible backache.
Do you have any idea why?
Well, Dr. Fuller, I carried heavy furniture all afternoon yesterday.
I see. Do you want to make an appointment?
Yes, please. When can you see me?
How about tomorrow at 10 o'clock?
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Part 4. Listen, read, and act. Have you got medical insurance? What are the terms? What does it cover? What do you have to pay for yourself? Lee Meng is asking his homestay parent, Mrs. Davis, about his medical insurance.
Lee Meng, how come you've got a band-aid on your leg? Are you all right? What happened?
It's okay. Just a minor cut. I dropped my scissors this afternoon. Thanks, Mom. Speaking of cuts, there's one thing I'd like to know, if I may ask.
Sure. What is it?
A classmate asked me if I have medical insurance. I was doubtful. I have no idea, so...
I see. Of course you have. The school sent materials about medical insurance to your parents. And I remember they chose Healthy Plus for your sister and yourself. Both of you are young and healthy, so Healthy Plus is enough. You must have seen those forms.
I remember filling out a lot of forms. And it was difficult to tell which was which.
Don't worry, both of you are insured. Your parents have already paid the premium.
The premium? Is that the money for the insurance company?
Good guess. Your parents pay a small premium to the company each month.
Part 7. Listen, read, and act. Do you know how to give first aid when someone is wounded? Know what's inside a first aid kit? Want to get some training?
You know, Daniel, when I was in the school's infirmary, I saw a first aid kit. I wonder what's inside.
We've got a small one in our bathroom. Let me show you. Here, see? Bandages, dressings, slings, scissors, and some safety pins.
Very interesting stuff. Do you know how to give first aid?
I've learned some, but I've hardly had any chance to do anything. Nothing bad has happened. Oh, I know. Suppose both of us fell from a bike. What would you do?
What would I do? Stand up first, and then help you stand up.
Wrong.
Wrong? Shouldn't I help you?
It would be good if you could. But your first action should be check for danger to yourself. You should check me only when you are sure you are okay.
That's strange. Isn't that selfish?
Part 9. Listen, read, and learn. Do you have a family doctor? If you have a cold, a headache, or an earache, and you don't have the time to see a doctor, what would you do? Would you rather wait until you have some free time? Or leave your sickness unattended? Both choices are not good. What you need to do is find a doctor for yourself or your family members. Nowadays, family doctors are more and more popular. When faced with a medical problem, many people feel frightened and unsure of whom to trust. Family doctors can help with a wide range of health problems that may affect any family member, from babies to senior citizens. They offer help with any illness, injury, or health questions. Family doctors give most of their care in homes and offices, but also sometimes work in hospitals. While you're looking for a family doctor, you should look for the doctor who understands, respects, and answers your questions, who can help you and your family feel comfortable to be open and honest, who can be available for your problems on an ongoing basis. Once you have a family doctor, you will want to be able to talk openly and honestly about any matter with your family doctor. To do this, your doctor may need an understanding of your language and culture. Good communication with your family doctor is very necessary. During visits for medical problems, your family doctor can also help you make healthy lifestyle choices to prevent future problems. As your family doctor and yourself get to know each other, a bond of trust develops. Part 10. Listen and write. Culture differences on Go to Hospital. Listen to the following dialogue between a Westerner and a Chinese student. See how they have a different understanding about Go to Hospital.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine, too. Thank you.
But your friend Wang Mei told me that you went to hospital yesterday. I thought you may have several days to recover.
Oh, no. I just had a cold.
A cold? And you went to a hospital.
Yes, in Beijing almost everybody goes to hospital when they get a cold.
You mean no matter what disease you get, you'll go to hospital?
Sure. Why do you ask? Is this the case in Australia?
Well, if I got a cold back at home, I'd only see my doctor.
I'm confused. Aren't they the same thing?
No. When I get some minor diseases, I see my doctor in his office or call him.
Then how about going to hospital?
I would go there for severe diseases like a very high fever. Besides, it's quite to go to hospital in Australia.
I see. Actually, Wang Mei should have told you that I went to see a doctor yesterday.